friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears.
Hey, Ted.
How ya doing, kid?
What time is it, Ted?
It's time for the Daily Morse Code.
That's right, Ted. It's the Daily Morse Code, which we will try to bring to you once a week. And today on the Daily Morse Code, we introduce a new segment called Masterpiece Robot. Frankly, we're scrambling to get our ratings up.
So sit back and enjoy, folks, our excerpt from Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare.
With subtitles.
You got that right, little fella. What soft? What light through yonder window breaks?
Hang on. Focus, big guy.
It is the east, and Juliet is the sun.
Yosa.
Rise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief, that thou her maid art, far more fair than she. Be not her maid, since she is envious. Her vestal livery is but sick and green, and none but fools do wear it. Cast it off.
On a scale of 1 to 10, she's about a 9.
It is my lady, oh, it is my love. Oh, that she knew she were.
I'm wondering if I should make my move.
She speaks, yet she says nothing. What of that?
Is she gonna play hard to get?
Her eye discourses, I will answer it. I am too bold, tease not to me she speaks.
Let me give her thy. That might work.
Two of the fairest stars in all the heaven, having some business, do entreat her eyes to twinkle in their spheres till they return. What if her eyes were there, they in her head?
While speaking of eyes, check out those peepers.
The brightness of her cheek would shame those stars as daylight doth a lamp. Her eyes in heaven would, through the airy region stream, so bright that birds would sing, and think it were not night.
I wonder what skin products she uses.
See how she leans her cheek upon her hand. Oh, that I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch that cheek.
Man, I am definitely gonna make my move.
Ami.
She speaks.
Check it out.
Oh, speak again, bright angel. For thou art as glorious to this night, being o'er my head, as is a winged messenger of heaven, unto the white upturned wandering eyes of mortals, that fall back to gaze on him, when he bestrides the lazy pacing clouds, and sails upon the bosom of air.
Come to think of it, she is definitely hot.
O Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name. Or, if thou wilt not, be but sworn my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet.
So, like, are you in the area, Romeo, or what?
Shall I hear more, or shall I speak at this?
This is definitely kinky. She doesn't know I'm here.
'Tis but thy name, that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, though not a Montague. What's Montague? It is nor hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face, nor any other part, belonging to a man. Oh, be some other name.
Like I really care who his family is.
Yeah, right. What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. So Romeo would, were he not Romeo called, retain that dear perfection which he owes without that title. Romeo, doth thy name, and for that name, which is no part of thee, take all myself.
To be perfectly honest, I don't care what his name is. I am just seriously itching to find that boy.
I take thee at thy word. Call me but love, and I'll be new baptized. Henceforth I never will be Romeo.
Baby, you can call me whatever you want. Whatever floats your boat.
What man art thou that, thus bescreened in night, so stumblest on my counsel?
Hang on, who's the pervert?
By name I know not how to tell thee who I am. My name, dear saint, is hateful to myself, because it is an enemy to thee. Had I written, I would tear the word.
Chill, honey. Would you believe, my name is Ron Schwartz.
My ears have yet not broke 100 words of that tongue's utterance, yet I know the sound. Art thou not Romeo and a Montague?
Neither, fair saint, if either thee dislike.
I'm whoever you want me to be, baby.
How camest thou hither, tell me, and wherefore? The orchard walls are high and hard to climb, and the place death, considering who thou art, if any of my kinsmen find thee here.
I gotta hand it to you. You definitely put in the effort to see me. How'd you get here?
With love's light wings, did I o'erpurt these walls, for stony limits cannot hold love out, and what love can do, that dares love attempt. Therefore thy kinsmen are no let to me. Let's just say I can't be resourceful when I have to.
If they do see thee, they will murder thee.
You do know you will be toast if my people find you.
Look, there lies more peril in thine eye than 20 of their swords. Look thou but sweet, and I am proof against their enmity. Whatever.
I would not for the world they saw thee here.
Sorry, I'm just being paranoid.
I have knight's cloak to hide me from their sight, and but thou love me, let them find me here. My life were better ended by their hate than death prorogued, wanting of thy love. Anyway, just chill. Like I was saying, I am totally jazzed to see you.
By whose direction found'st thou out this place?
Was my place on MapQuest, or what?
By love, that first did prompt me to inquire. He lent me counsel, and I lent him eyes. I am no pilot, yet wert thou as far as that vast shore wash, with the farthest sea, I would adventure for such merchandise. Dude, when there's will, there's way.
Thou knowest the mask of night is on my face, else would a maiden blush, the paint my cheek for that which thou hast heard me speak tonight.
I'm sort of glad it's dark in here.
Fain would I dwell on firm fain deny what I have spoke, but farewell compliment. Dost thou love me? I know thou wilt say, aye, and I will take thy word. Yet, if thou swearest, thou mayst prove false. At lovers' perjuries, they say Jove laughs. O gentle Romeo, if thou dost love, pronounce it faithfully. Or if thou thinkest, I am too quickly won, I'll frown and be perverse and say thee nay.
I'm not into playing games. But I sorta like to know if you like me because I'm hot, or if you like my personality too.
So thou wilt woo, but else, not for the world. In truth, Sir Montague, I am too fond, and therefore thou mayst think my have our light. But trust me, gentlemen, I'll prove more true than those that have more cunning to be strange. I should have been more strange, I must confess, but that thou overhearst ere I was ware my rule of passion. Therefore pardon me, and not impute this yielding to light love, which the dark night hath so discovered.
Just tell me you love me, and I will totally put out. Sorry, but it's just a thing with me.
Lady, by yonder blessed moon I swear that tips with silver all these fruit tree tops. No problem, baby.
Oh, swear not by the moon, th, inconstant moon, that monthly changes in her circled orb, lest that thy love prove likewise variable.
Can you rephrase that?
What shall I swear by? Like as in how?
Do not swear at all, or if thou wilt, swear by thy gracious self, which is the god of my idolatry, and I'll believe thee.
Or whatever, let's get busy.
If my heart's dear love.
Well, do not swear. Although I joy in thee, I have no joy of this contract tonight. It is too rash, too unadvised, too sudden, too like the lightning, which doth cease to be ere one can say, it lightens. Sweet, good night. This bud of love, by summer's ripening breath, may prove a beauteous flower when next we meet. Good night, good night. As sweet repose and rest come to thy heart, as that within my breast.
On second thought, can you take a rain check?
Oh, wilt thou leave me so unsatisfied? That is totally harsh, but yeah, sure.
What satisfaction canst thou have tonight?
So, other than sleeping together, which I won't do right now, do you have anything in mind?
The exchange of thy love's faithful vow for mine. Just tell me you love me, baby. That will totally turn me on.
I gave thee mine before thou didst request it, and yet I would it were to give again.
I'm there, dude.
Wilt thou withdraw it? For what purpose, love? I'm not sure I'm totally following this conversation.
But to be frank, and give it thee again. And yet I wish but for the thing I have. My bounty is as boundless as the sea, my love as deep. The more I give to thee, the more I have, for both are infinite. I hear some noise within. Dear love, adieu.
Listen, I gotta jet out of here now. But if you play your card right, you will get lucky later for sure.
Ted, that was so romantic. I sorta feel like kissing you.
Check those emotions at the door, little fella. We're all about focus and ratings right now.
Yeah, Ted, I really don't understand why we've been plummeting lately.
Mark my words, little buddy. Someday these bits will all be collector's items, selling for big bucks on eBay.
I hope so. Until then, this has been a special Masterpiece Robot edition of the Daily Morse Code,
which we will try to bring to you once a week.
Look at it this way, Ted, at least your mom is listening.
Yeah, I suppose there's some piece of consolation there.